good. My boss is here on the table.
Niagara Falls Mayor Robert Restaino paid a visit during the noon hour to DiCamillo Bakery's original store on Linwood Avenue near Main Street. There, he sat with 80-year-old David DiCamillo. DiCamillo represents the third generation of his family. After opening in 1920, DiCamillo Bakery expanded to locations in the city's Little Italy neighborhood and LaSalle District, the Village of Lewiston, and Village of Williamsville. The family has seen the city's heyday and also its tougher times. David DiCamillo was asked how the family business has been able to endure.
Well, we were fortunate in a lot of respects because we had the bread business, which was a very big business years ago with all the bakers in town. But then we also took on some of the pastry side and cookies and things like that. So it gave us an opportunity to expand our look. And that reach made a difference. So hopefully we'll continue the fourth generation now. They're doing a great job. So
remodeling of their original shop, which includes an adjacent 30,000-square-foot production facility, was helped with some financing supported by the City of Niagara Falls. Mayor Restaino was asked what other redevelopment is in the works for the city's north end.
Well, the Downtown Revitalization Initiative is focused squarely on this section of Main Street. And so our hope is that as we get out of the pandemic and the state is ready to start announcing acceptable projects, we'll be able to roll out some projects that are going to take us from this spot northward on Main Street and see with one of our investment partners, Blue Cardinal Capital, see the type of renaissance for the city of Niagara Falls on Main Street.
DiCamillo Bakery did not host a large-scale centennial celebration due to the ongoing pandemic, but business was nonetheless steady, as it has been for the past century. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.